data records. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We will get to that here in just a few minutes. We're going to update you as well what's happening at the state singles and doubles championships for the girls. Also, let you know the latest as far as college basketball coming and goings. We will talk about that on the program today as well. Plus, your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Colonels next week take on the Beloit Snappers. And we have got another giveaway for you for Caddy Smack here today. We'll get to it. It's all coming up next on the Gym Class, KGYM. Four here on a Wednesday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is a Gym Class coming your way here on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us here today on a sunny Wednesday. Some pop-up showers out there. Colonels in action. We'll update you on what's going on at the ballpark coming up here in just a couple minutes. And as we mentioned, we will get to Caddy Smack in just a couple of minutes here as well. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And thanks to everybody out there for helping us out. We do appreciate it as always. And Mark, we start off. Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon. Very much looking forward to another episode of Caddy Smack and visiting with Brian and taking your questions. We already got one, Brian.
Oh,
my goodness.
Very good. People have been out on the golf course. They want answers. And Mark has promised the greatest question ever this year.
I think it's a question of the year.
The question of the year.
You can be the judge later on.
All right. We'll get to that. Yeah. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. All right. College basketball. Nothing new on the Iowa State front, Mark, right now. We have not heard anything from the Tyler Cook camp. We have not heard anything from Iowa. Likewise, Lindell Wigginton. We have not heard from his camp. We have not heard from Iowa State as of yet. And the clock is ticking, as they say. A lot of people mostly coming back today. So I think that's very good to see, and they went through the whole process, and we'll see them back on the college basketball court. But as far as Iowa and Iowa State are concerned, except for Isaiah Moss, haven't heard anything today.
Well, we're bringing up to date if it happens during our show or the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Already, as you mentioned, Ethan Happ from Wisconsin decided to come back. Very nice player. And I think you've got a couple more over there, right?
Yeah, Charles Matthews from Michigan will be back as he has said he's going to be headed back to the University of Michigan. Some others that jump out, Jonte Porter of Missouri is going to be coming back for his sophomore season as well. That's good to see. DiVincenzo, yesterday we mentioned the fact that he is going to be going pro, and that was that was put in stone today. And the Kansas big man, and I'm trying to find his name here, and I will butcher it because but anyway, the 6'11 center for Kansas is going to be coming back next year, which was a little bit of a surprise, but I think that's very good. Mm-hmm. To see him coming back, and that will help the Jayhawks as well. So, and Ethan Happ, like you said, for Wisconsin will be coming back, and I think that's going to help the Badgers immensely. So I like to see the guys come back when they're not going to be selected in the two rounds of the NBA draft. I think that's the way to do it out there. So Charles Matthews, good for him to come back to help out running the show for the Michigan Wolverines next year, who are going to be pretty salty. Going to be pretty salty out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. And a big thanks to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers for helping us out. So there you go. Colonels playing right now at Veterans Memorial Stadium. How's that going?
Yeah, that's a stretch right now. That means it's the seventh inning, and the Colonels up 6-4. Royce Lewis and Alex Kirloff each having a very good day from what I've been following. So hopefully the Colonels can knock off Wisconsin once again and move closer to to that division lead. Very tight race in the Western Division.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Juwan Morgan also coming back to Indiana. That announced by the Big Ten Network just a little bit ago. So yet another one. Now, yet another piece in the puzzle as far as the Big Ten is concerned is coming back. There you go. 319-366-1600. And that is our text line. That is also the phone line as well. Good to have the phone. We lost our phones for about an hour, but we got them back. Mm-hmm. We got them back. And right, I think we got them back anyway. Maybe we don't have them back. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what Kyle's running into the problem right now. We don't have them back. So that could be a real problem. That could be a real hang up here. So we will get to that. We'll get all the answers to it. We do have Brian with us, and you can always text your questions to Brian. And of course, we are ready for the question of the year from Mark Dukes. We are all anticipating that coming
up. I don't disappoint.
I hope you don't either. I think you kind of stuck your neck out there a little bit. So we're going to see exactly how this
all plays
out.
Let me just say this. It's sure to benefit whatever Brian's response is. It's sure to benefit every golfer out there. How about that?
Okay. Hey, if it's a benefit to us, I think that's fantastic. I think that's fantastic out there. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. 3:09 here on the Wednesday edition of the show. Come back. We'll try to get together with Randy Krejci. We got Caddy Smack coming up here for you. So stay tuned. More to come on the Wednesday edition of the show right after this.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday, the Colonels have post-game fireworks. Bring the family and catch all the exciting action and family fun at the ballpark with the Colonels and their lovable mascot, Mr. Shucks. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town. And party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colonies Golf Club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the lakeside barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. Amana Colonies Golf Club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa, is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at AmanaGolf.com.
This is raindrops falling in the outfield of Target Field. That is Max Kepler ensuring nothing else does. As a shout out to our outfielders and their impossible catches, the first 10,000 fans on June 1st will get a Nothing Falls But Raindrops Kepler bobblehead presented by Pentair. Collect the Buxton and Rosario bobbles later to complete the set. Don't miss a warning track leap, sliding snag, or the first bobblehead in the series. That's how we defend our outfield. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 9th Annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show. Sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing, Saturday from 3 to 6. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest, Saturday at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road. Featuring over 50 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back with you in the gym class, 313. We'll try to get you updated on tennis coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk some golf coming up here momentarily. We do have all this week for you on the gym class from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. The Colonels taking on the Beloit Snappers next week. Next Thursday is Princess Night, June the 7th. You can meet storybook princesses on the concourse and our very own princess. That sounds bad, doesn't it, Mark? Does that sound bad?
Well, think of the theme that night, I guess.
Miss Iowa USA, our own Jenny Belier.
Let me go ask her.
And see if she's okay being called princess? All right. Jenny's going to be there, and the first 1,000 fans through the gates are going to receive a free tiara. Colonels are in town playing right now, of course, through Thursday, and we got your chance to win tickets right now. Give Kyle a call at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Kyle will get your information. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up here in just a couple of moments. But we're going to dive into Caddy Smack here at 314 on the program. And we are going to be talking Principal Charity Classic coming up here in just a couple of moments. And we're going to talk to Aaron Kruger from the Wakanda Club in just a little bit. But as per usual, we're happy to have Brian Haas with us here in studio, the head pro from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. How you doing today, Brian? Good
doing
to see you.
Doing well, thank you.
And you got a busy couple of days here. You got you're back out in the circuit, man.
Yeah, it's fun to be 50, I guess.
This was the only reason I was looking forward to turning that magical number.
Right. It was a funny happening, really, and I hadn't really thought about trying playing again. And I came into my office one morning, and one of my golf professionals there said, you should play again, right when I walked in the door. And I looked at him and thought, good morning. And looked at him like, what are you talking about? And he said, you should play again. You used to be good.
Oh, right. Well, there's strike two.
Right. And I go, oh, gee, thank you. And then I think that's when I said good morning. And so then he went into what he was talking about. And so I think the you used to be good is what got me going.
Of course, this is qualifying for the Principal Charity Classic coming up next week in Des Moines. It's a two-stager, Brian. Tomorrow, it looks like you're going to face a field of 42 players and 5 advance to then a Monday qualifier, right?
It's a Tuesday. So because the senior tour plays Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they play 3 days instead of 4. So their Monday qualifying is actually on Tuesday.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to head over there and take a look. It's not actually at Wakanda. You're going to be playing at TCI, correct?
The Tournament Club of Iowa, yes. Good, really nice golf course and some great holes there. It's a challenge for anybody that plays that, and it'll be interesting to see how they set it up for tomorrow.
What are your expectations?
Well, they're kind of high right now, and I need to get them down further. I've been playing pretty well lately and need to maybe have lower expectations, so I go out and do the old cliche of take one shot at a time, play one hole at a time, and try not to get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have they already told you how the setup is going to be, the yardage, or you just find out there cold?
Yeah, no, they said the King Tees. I'll have to look that up to see what that distance is, but I will definitely be looking that up tonight when I get over there to hit some practice shots around the golf course.
Did you ever try to qualify for a PGA event? This is the senior PGA, of course.
Right. Well, this was obviously my first senior since I turned 50 in February. But yes, 100 years ago, when I lived in Orlando, I chased it around quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be good to get the old competitive juices going again.
Yes, and I've been feeling that lately. So different.
See what happens when somebody does that to you.
It does, and it was that whole comment of you used to be good.
You guys either getting a raise or going to be looking for a job next week.
By the way, congrats to Jordan in Springville. He is the winner of our Colonel's tickets, and he's going to enjoy a game on us here on KGYM and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 318 here on the program. Caddy Smack coming your way in the gym class in KGYM. And Rick Swan will pop his head in coming up here in just a little bit, and we will get Rick's views on things. Before we talk to Aaron Kruger, We are starting a great run of golf right now. We had the Colonial. We had, you know, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with the Texas Open, anything like that. But Memorial comes up this weekend. The United States Women's Open is coming up starting tomorrow. So you got two biggies, and then it all goes into 2 weeks from now for the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, which should be very interesting. And I would think right now, if you asked some of the guys if they would take par, I think they would do it right now.
I agree with that, and that's most U.S. Opens. There's not a lot of U.S. Opens that where the play has been way under par, you know, 15 under, that sort of thing. But this one's going to be more in that par world.
I think the USGA is talking, and when they usually kind of say things behind the scenes a little bit, that par is going to be very good at this particular golf course. And when they do that, I think people should listen. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Right.
Memorial really is a star-studded field, and Zach Johnson going off at 12:16 tomorrow, Iowa time, with Charles Howell III, who is following his Oklahoma State team right now, as it faces Alabama for the NCAA Men's Golf Championship. And the third member of that group, Kevin Chappell, very accomplished player out of UCLA. So, Zach, trying to turn it around after not so good last week.
Yeah, he's been struggling quite a bit. And it's really just the one round each time.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that in the past. He's just got to get four of them, put them together.
Yeah, he had less than 30% of his fairways at Colonial, and that's not Zach. Yeah.
Right.
Especially at that place, because he loves to play at Colonials.
He does.
Has won there in the past. Interestingly enough, the U.S. Women's Open, which starts tomorrow at Shoal Creek, and that place has just been inundated by Alberto. They have not even gotten out on the golf course as of yet. They were going to open it at 2 o'clock their time today for the first time this week. And they want to play 72 holes, and they also want to play the ball down. I'm not sure how they're going to be able to do that. This course is going to be about playing like 8,000 yards for these ladies. I feel bad for them.
Yes, but they can adjust that by tee length. There's many tee boxes there. They'll be able to adjust the golf course for lengths depending on how wet it actually got. As far as the cleanup goes, they'll be able to get through there and try and get everything off the golf course that they possibly can. They'll have a good chance at getting it ready. It'll be close. I don't know, green speed wise might be a little more difficult to get the green speeds up. It takes a few days in succession to get that to happen, but I think they'll be okay. They'll get it ready.
319-366-1600, our phone line, and Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line. We already have a couple questions coming in for Brian. 5016, I know I asked this question last week, but I wasn't able to hear the answer, so I'll ask it again. How do I create more spins with my irons?
Spin happens a few different ways. Spin comes from a full shot. And the less of a full shot or full swing that you take at the ball, the less spin you're going to have. So for all the players that are trying to play into the wind, you're actually better off taking less of a swing so the ball won't spin as much so that it'll fly through the air and fly through the wind. Now, if you're trying to spin the ball, taking the last club to get to that distance is the key to that. So your clubs obviously need to be clean, so the grooves are clean, so the ball can spin. But it is the last club that gets to that distance is what spins the ball the most.
Yeah. Ryan from Walford on the text line, hold that thought. It's part of my question of the year. Okay?
Okay.
You and Ryan are going together on
kind
this.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Very good. Let's do this. Let's take a break. It's 3:22. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Aaron Kruger from Wakanda Club, the host venue for the Principal Charity Classic, which is coming up. A lot of folks around the state of Iowa, Midwest, go to see a very good event on the Champions Tour, and we'll talk with Aaron about that. We'll take more of your questions as well. 319-366-1600. Talk a little bit more about what's coming up at the Memorial. Look ahead to what's coming up on the tours as well. It's all coming up. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way at 3:22 here on KGYM.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. but you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the National Painting Week sale. That's 30% off a fresh coat of color for your home or your whole community. From SW Rural Green to SW Cityscape, our experts are always available. But this sale only lasts May 25th through June 4th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
Let's talk about some premium trios like three-piece suits and 3D movies. But those who choose premium at the pump choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for triple action engine protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel reward members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
Colonels are turning up the power heat here, back to back to back, and then another two-run home run, 4 home runs in the inning for the Colonels, and they have blown it wide open against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and we'll keep you updated on that. Hi, here on the Gym Class, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, KGYM here at 325. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, along with Brian Haas. Might see Rick Swann pop in as well. We're going to talk to Aaron Kruger here in just a moment from the Wakanda Club. And Aaron, of course, the director of golf over there, Brian. And how long have you known Aaron?
As long as I've been in Iowa, anyway. It's a good 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does a good job over there. And they've done a really nice job since they've taken over as the host course for this tournament.
They have. It's a beautiful course for this and very nice for the spectator as well.
Yeah. They really like it. We're going to get to more of your phone calls and questions as well. That will be coming up here in just a little bit. But like I said, we're going to bring in Aaron Kruger, the director of golf over at Wakanda in Des Moines, the host venue for the Principal Charity Classic on this Champions Tour coming up. And good afternoon, Aaron. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And well, my first question, I know you had some pretty big storms roll through there yesterday. Everything okay at the golf course?
Yeah, we actually called it Tropical Storm Wakanda. We got hit pretty hard. Heavy winds. We only managed about 7/10 of an inch of rain on it, but lost 2 big trees and several limbs and a lot of debris. So, unfortunately, our course superintendent, John Temme, and his crew didn't want to spend our labor dollars and hours raking leaves and sticks, but that's kind of what we were dealt with. But could have been a lot worse.
Do preparations for this senior tour event get any easier as you go by the years?
That's a great question. Yes, they do. On my end, as in the golf department, we kind of have a very smooth preparation run and know what to expect. The tournament's going to look quite a bit different from years past. Our general manager and assistant general manager from the last 5 Principal Charity Classics have taken new jobs out of the state, and so we have two new gentlemen in those positions, and we have a new tournament director and a operations director on the tournament side. So a lot of new faces, but you know, fortunately, being the 6th time here at Wakanda, everybody kind of knows what to expect and how to lay things out.
Brian wants to know if those 2 trees were integral parts of trying to get around the golf course.
Fortunately, Brian, they were well out of play. you know, I've found them once or twice, but they're far enough out of play. They won't do too much damage.
There you go. That's good. That's good.
Well, how are the what's the field is always terrific that you guys bring together for the Principal Charity Classic, and I would imagine that is going to be the case again for this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The field doesn't finalize until Friday night with all the exempt players, but right now I counted, I think, 6 out of the top 10 on the current Charles Schwab Cup money list players.
Very nice.
We've got Langer, Kelly, Joe Durant, Gene Sauer, Scott McCarron, David Toms, all coming over. Really a good field lined up. The last several defending champion, Brant Jobe, and then two years ago, Scott McCarron are coming over. And really excited about a couple of PGA members that received sponsors exemptions into the field this year. Illinois men's golf coach Mike Small and local Iowa PGA member and teacher out at Sugar Creek in Waukee, Chad Prohl, are going to be teeing it up next week. So, yeah, we're excited about the field. I'm looking forward to seeing if we can get any big names to add in throughout this week.
Could have spared your friend Brian Haas the agony of qualifying with one of those sponsor exemptions there.
Absolutely. Brian, you playing this week in the qualifier?
I am, yep. I couldn't even get through the first exemption one. They said you haven't been a senior long enough to have an exemption. I'm like,
yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you must have just had a birthday. Well, hey, it makes for a better story to make it through two levels.
Right.
I'm sure you work together. You've been doing this, like you said, 5 or 6 years now, getting it ready in Wakanda for the Champions Tour. Do they give you kind of a set of guidelines that you can work with? Do they leave it up to the individual courses how they want to set things up? But how does that play out?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. They have a very defined list of how we set up the golf course and prepare the golf course. They have a tour agronomist, Brian Malloy, who used to live in Ames. He visits us 3 times throughout the spring. And then he's been on site since yesterday. So he's working this entire advance week side by side with our superintendent and his staff. And we also have 2 head rules officials that are here this week that are kind of directing how the golf course gets set up for the competition. So, you know, for the rest of the week, our pins are in kind of locations that they don't expect to use during the Friday, Saturday, Sunday tournament rounds, kind of save those areas. Some tee boxes, especially in the par threes, get matted off, and they're really kind of keeping an eye on rough depth. One of the things with the late start to the spring season, and then a real quick warm up, as I'm sure you guys have seen in your own lawns, the grass is growing like crazy.
Yes.
And so we're trying to keep the rough under control instead of grow it out. So those are all little things that the tour dictates, and then our maintenance crew will just follow their guidelines.
You know, Aaron, this is really, you think about it, what a real feather in the cap of Iowa. You think about events that are held, for example, in Newton, those are great auto racing events. But, I mean, you're going to have some of the greatest golfers
ever
in the history of the game.
Ever.
On your property.
It's pretty neat to kind of walk through the locker room, you know, once they start to put those names on those lockers and see who's coming, and then pass them by and have them come through your golf shop and on your driving range, walk down the first tee. It's really neat to see, you know, the Bernhard Langer, 2-time Masters champion, Tom Lehman, all these major champions, and some of the great, not just people, not just golfers, but people of the game. That's what really makes this event special. But then outside of that, it's, as you mentioned, it's a community supporting event. It's something that Iowa kind of has as one of their own. And what they do for charity here in Des Moines for local children's charities, they raised $3.5 million last year alone. They're looking to surpass that this year. And since 2007, it's been over $13.5 million. So, you know, it's for a little golf tournament at an old club, it generates a lot of revenue for charity, and that's probably the most exciting part of it.
That is really good. What now that you've had the event for this will be the 6th year, correct?
This will be the 6th year, yeah.
Yeah. Correct. What? How early do the players come rolling in now that it's been there for a little while?
They'll start to actually trickle in over this weekend. we're fortunate to have on the schedule this week is off on the Champions Tour schedule. They're coming off of two back-to-back majors. And so this week is off, and then the week following us is off. So we get a nice buffer right in the middle. So we've got a nice setup there. We'll start to see some of the players trickle in probably either Saturday night or Sunday morning, just a handful. And then a lot of them will start to arrive on Monday.
Aaron Kruger joining us from the Wakanda Club in Des Moines, the host venue for the Principal Charity Classic. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at 3:33 on a Wednesday on KGYM. And I want to ask you about the getting it back to play for the members at Wakanda. Is it an arduous process? How long does it take, and what goes into it after you take all the grandstands out and try to get everything back to close to normal anyway?
Sure. So the build takes about 8 weeks to build everything up, and the Schaefer Sports crew that is building the mini city that we have here on the golf course, 8 weeks is what they have. They kind of take just keep people around for any maintenance issues during tournament week. So a lot of those guys either go home or rest during that week, and then they have 2 weeks to get everything off property or off the golf course following the completion of the tournament. So once that starts to leave, they will they'll then leave some pretty big scars underneath where those grandstands were. And we are able to hire a sounding company. They come in and tear that out, replace it down, and our golf course maintenance crew really kind of focuses on keeping what's inside the ropes clean, and then everything else gets that fresh coat of sod where all the grandstands were. We do take a little bit of a beating on the cart paths for all those forklifts going over them over the, you know, 10 weeks total week time. So we have some golf cart path repair to do. But, you know, by and large, inside the ropes, it looks really good through the end of the tournament.
Most interesting interaction you've had with one of the players, Aaron? You've got a story?
I do, actually, yeah. Developed a kind of a fun friendship with a couple of them, David Frost being one of them. And David is what I would call one of the great tinkerers of all time in the game, whether it be equipment or golf swing. And a few years ago, he was tinkering with his golf swing and was complaining that through that change in his golf swing, his clubs were too stiff. His irons were, the flex in the shafts were too stiff. And I just happened to have a set of irons, the exact same Titleist AP2 make and model in S400 instead of the X100s he was playing. And I said, hey, I'd be happy to let you borrow those. So he gave me his keys to his Lexus rental car. I drove home in the middle of the day, got him out of my basement, cleaned him up, brought him in. He's about 3 degrees flatter lie angle than I am. He was cranking on him on our loft fly machine. He went out and played the tournament with him.
Wow.
He finished 10th that week and then took him up to Boston with the Senior Players Championship up there the next week. Played with him there and then shipped him home to me, or shipped him to me 3 weeks later. So
10% should have been a good fee, right, Aaron? Yeah.
You know what? He actually, the funny story is he and his wife invited my wife and I out for dinner that Sunday night after play, and that was kind of a nice payoff.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, all worked out well. Give us the specifics. How can people get more information on the Principal Charity Classic tickets and taking a look at the pros, practice rounds, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So tournament opens Wednesday to spectators. Pro-Am rounds are Wednesday and Thursday, and the tournament proper is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 8th through the 10th. Principal Charity Classic has all of the details, and you can order tickets online, pick them up at will call. All the bus parking or all the public parking is down at Southridge Mall, south side of Des Moines. They bus you right into the fifth hole, and it's a great tournament to come watch.
Yeah, and make your plans to be there and see some of the terrific players that the Champions Tour has to offer. And we hope the guy sitting off to our right and to Mark's left will be there.
I'll give her a good try. Well. I'll give her a good try. Thank you.
Sounds
absolutely.
Hey, Aaron, appreciate you jumping on with us today, and best of luck with your sixth edition of the Principal Charity Classic over at Wakanda. Appreciate you being on.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Aaron Kruger, the director of golf over there at Wakanda, joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll take your phone calls. We'll take your texts as well. Talk a little golf, and if you have a question for Brian, 319-366-1600. It is the edition on this Wednesday of Caddy Smack, being brought to you by some of our great sponsors, Blue Top Ridge, Riverside, Amana Colonies Golf Course, St. Andrews Golf Course, and the City of Cedar Rapids Public Golf Courses as well. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Ready to advance your career to the next level? Upper Iowa University's Cedar Rapids Center will begin offering a Master of Business Administration this fall. It's an exceptional yet flexible education. Take classes at our center in the evening or online. No GRE exam needed, and it's free to apply. Visit Upper Iowa's Cedar Rapids Center or uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids to apply today. Classes start August 27th. Upper Iowa University. Education built for life.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Trent with Bob Mickey Collision in Cedar Rapids, here to remind you that if you're in an accident, it's always your choice where to get your car repaired. Stop in for a free estimate. It'll take about 15 minutes, and we'll answer any questions that you have. We take pride in taking care of our customers, and we stand behind our work with a lifetime guarantee. We work with all insurance companies, but we work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision. Stop in for a free estimate.
Back with you on the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way here in KGYM. Good long segment here to close things out today. 319-366-1600. That is our phone number. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line as well. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. And if you have a question for Brian about your game, go ahead and give us a call or text us here. Rick joining us in the studio as well. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Pop a head in and wish Brian good luck tomorrow.
I want to hear the question of the year.
I do too. I'm kind of nervous about it. I'm more nervous about his question than going to play this week.
Now, before we get to that, I want to ask you this, and this is kind of the your personal preference deal here, but reigning U.S. amateur champion Clemson golfer Doc Redman,
right,
turned pro after the NCAA championship, after Clemson, him, they were eliminated.
Right.
And he gave up. Okay, he's going to try to make the tour. He's going to try to make enough money and X number of events to get a card, similar to what, you know, Tiger has done, others have done in the past.
When they came, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely, when they came out. But he gave up two places in majors to do so. He had a guaranteed spot in the U.S. Open, had a guaranteed spot in the Open Championship coming up at Carnoustie to make this decision. I would have played those two events myself.
And I'm the other way. If he's going to start making money at it, start making money at it. And if he feels he's that good, he needs to start right now. I agree with you. To go experience those events
would
be
amazing.
Of
course, if he wins this week, he gets in.
That's right. And
right.
So there's a lot of ways of getting in there, and you know, qualifying is also one of them. And I feel like if he's going to make that jump, make the jump. If he waits, he's just putting off the inevitable.
Interesting. Be interesting to see what you would do if you had that opportunity.
He could eventually play there, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, he can play his way into that.
Might not, though. Might be your shot getting it in there. All right, Mark. We've been waiting 43 minutes. Question of the year.
Well, I might have pumped this up a little bit.
But. All right, so you no fanfare, no music lined up.
You
got to
do that for the audience, right?
The
right?
Question of the year.
Has to do with reading greens.
Okay.
Okay? And I think this will benefit almost everybody. There's so many different ways to read a green. And I know, I think the three of us, aside from you, Brian, we'll take a look from behind and maybe behind the hole.
Yeah.
It depends a lot about grain. Three or four different ways. You use your feet.
Right.
The plumb bob, which I never got, and I think fewer players are using the plumb bob
right.
than in the past.
Roger Maltby.
And then the fingers in front of your face, whether it's one or two or three.
It's called aim point.
Adam Scott.
So aim point is
talk
using
about
your
the
feet.
Different methods. Yeah,
yeah. Aim point is the method of using your feet and the feel of what you feel when you're standing in that line. So you are able to straddle your line, stand over top of it, and feel that. So aim point works off of how much slant you feel in your feet. And then that's provided a number. So I did take that class. They did hold it right on my own practice green at my facility. So that was nice because I know that green well.
This is the finger or fingers in front
that
of
your... That is where your fingers are out in front of your kind of from elbow out is where it's at. And then each player is taught a position to where you hold your hand in the same place every single time. So your elbow's in the same spot and your hand is in front of your face in the same spot. So that never changes. So then the way they teach us is they go on the putting green and they put cards down on the green for a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, and a 5. So you can feel what that slant feels like to your feet. And then you step up and use your fingers in that exact position for you every single time so that you can put your hand up to the edge of that ball in the cup and do, say, a 2 or a 3 with your fingers to figure out how far out that ball should be played to play that break.
What are you looking at? Are you looking on top of your fingers?
So, again, that's going to be different for each player. So they're going to set those up in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 so that you're standing there and you already know what you're looking at. So then when you put your, say, 2 or 3 fingers up, whatever number you're standing on, that when you get it into that position, that you're getting it in the proper position right then. So then the key is once you've done that enough times and the way they set up the green is that you can move to a different spot in the green, feel that position with your feet, decide whether that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and then use those fingers and figure out what that break is.
Is that more advantageous for a longer putt or a shorter putt, or doesn't it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
Yeah. I have always used my feet to see what direction the slope went. So that wasn't new to me, so I felt really comfortable with that. The finger part of it, I tried it for a good while. I liked it. It's good. I see it, so I don't know that I needed to use my fingers. And so I do use my feet, and I didn't realize that I used my feet. I really realized it when I took that class. So aim point is effective. I feel it's a little slow. So a lot of times for me, I felt like I was taking too long, so I just stopped using it because my result ended up pretty similar.
What about plumb bob?
So plumb bobbing is very similar to the aim point in the sense that you are taking a look at a slope, you're holding up your putter, and you have to hold it with your fingers so it truly plumb bobs and hangs loosely on its own, so you're not controlling how that putter's falling or hanging. And you're looking down the edge of the shaft to the cup, and so you're drawing a line from the edge of the shaft to the cup from where your ball is. And you're looking at what the break would be on the opposite side of that shaft to see how that ground moves. I do see that as well. I will use that on occasion, really? Especially if I think if I'm a little confused, I will throw the club up there and take a peek. And a lot of times it'll at least help me get a good decision and give me a good start somewhere.
Well, it may not have been the question of the year, but as I watch
golf. It
was
interesting, but I'm now confused thoroughly.
Well, as I watch golf, I see different methods. I think more players than not are just using the straight up, getting a feel for the greens with your feet.
Yes.
Yeah.
The biggest thing you can do to help yourself measure putts as far as distance goes for body awareness is to literally walk all the way to the cup and back.
Yeah,
and do that when it's not your turn. Try to do that quickly, you know, with some idea of when your turn is. Try to get that all done before you're up, and when you walk all the way there, it does give you a better sense of distance, and it also gives you a sense of what way that green is moving, because you know if your right foot is lower than your left or vice versa, that green is moving in one direction.
Another key is watching your previous shot, right?
Absolutely.
Watching it roll
out. The ball
out,
coming in or another player. I pay, if they're anywhere near the pie shape around me, I am definitely watching them, and I'm definitely listening to how hard they hit it, how long of a stroke they took, and how the ball rolled out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have a question, by the way, if you want to talk about plumb bobbing and whatnot, 319-366-1600 on the text line. You can reach us on the phone line as well. Now the pros have the sacred book of all things reading a green.
Right.
It shows the angle on every almost blade of grass. It's so specific.
It is.
And I'd like to just see one of those, just to see what it looks like.
I have one.
Have one?
Yeah.
For your course or just for...
Well, we're making one for our course, so I did get my hands on a tour event. Yardage book is really what it is.
Right.
And what you see in those is they're not a full-blown color drawn out. They're really pencil sketchings.
Mm.
And what's on there is all the significant numbers lasered by somebody as opposed to done by the sprinkler heads. So all those sprinkler heads in the golf course, they're pretty accurate. For all of us, they're pretty accurate. But they are off a little bit. And so they go out days and days beforehand and years beforehand, and all that stuff has been lasered. And if you have a player that hits it wayward, then they got the wayward areas lasered as well. And so then they will go through that, and you're really just looking at a fairway sketch on the bottom side of the book, and the top side of the book is a green sketch.
Right.
So you're not seeing the tee boxes. You're only seeing the part where you land the ball and the fairway, and you're only on the top part you're seeing the green. On the green, they'll draw all the ridges and all the lines that show the breaks and movement of the green.
Back to putting for a minute. Take us through your routine. Are you first, let's say you've got a 15-foot left to righter, whether it's for birdie or eagle or par, what have you, it doesn't matter. You first noticing the grain? Take us through your process.
Well, if you're playing tour speed greens, there really is no grain.
Okay.
And the greens are mowed so low that the grain really, there is grain, you can see it, but it has not affected their pool table, basically, is what they're like. So even if you saw a grain, it's not going to do much to it. There I'm walking, I'll get behind it first, take a good look. I like to walk all the way to the cup, if not at least three quarters of the way there. And even stop in the middle and kind of feel that. I will turn toward that same line that I'm putting on and allow my feet to feel that slant and see how far, in this case, my heels would be on the bottom side, my toes would be on the top side, and really feel that. So then when I turn and start walking back, I'm really feeling how low my right foot is now to my left foot as I walk back. And then if I'm a little confused, I might plumb bob it. If not, I am just looking for a line, and my only thought is, for the line I chose, what is the correct speed? And or I choose the speed and find the correct line for that speed, one or the other. So I like the line and pick a line and then pick the correct speed.
Why is it
line.
Sometimes, and I don't know if Rick and Scott get this experience, I rarely look at it a putt from behind the hole.
Right.
But sometimes when you look at it from behind the hole, you get confused.
Different perspective.
You can. Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely
me.
Can. You're a lot of times better off walking away along the line that you're putting and go, in your case, in this particular putt we're looking at right to left, I would walk to the left and walk away from that line so I could look up that hill a little bit from the side. I do go to the other side if I have some confusion just to give myself another look. Not very often. If I don't, if I don't like the look that I have from the front side as I'm putting toward the hole, I will definitely go to the back side and I will just circle it. Just circle the whole thing and try to do that in a timely manner.
You're a pretty quick putter, Rick. Are you more of a feel putter or?
I take a quick look and I will hold the club up in front of me and look at the club a little bit.
We talked about Plumb Bob while you were out.
He's a plumb bobber.
I like that. And then it's just speed. And I don't want to waste a whole, it's not wasting time, but I don't want to spend a lot of time overthinking it. And so I just go up and take a peek and then trust that.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if you walk your putt and then get back, pick your line, if you really just focus on what is the correct speed to get that ball to the cup, you'll be way more successful at your putting than you could ever imagine.
If I overthink it, I'm going to hit it either way short or way long.
Yeah. And they say your first instinct is usually correct.
Yes.
If you see a right to left break a little bit, and then you try, and then you look at it about another 30 seconds, and then you try to talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. If I pick up my pace, read the putt, get over it, and just trust my instincts, I do way better. There's no doubt about it. It's when I stand over the ball a little longer that's when I start second guessing my speed and am I in the right direction. You read it the first time, just read it and trust it. Then get over it and try to pick that correct speed.
For me, going a little quicker is kind of like when you go to the practice range and you don't really read those. You just kind of walk up and look, take a peek and hit it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them either go in or get real close.
Yes.
Trying to transfer that to the game.
Brian from Walford on the text line. Brian, number one key to hitting clean bunker shots from 100-plus yards out. Around the greens is decent, but any full shot is always a chunk out for me.
Chunk out. So you're probably getting on your right side a little bit. Give yourself a little bit of lean on your left. I'm assuming you're a right-handed player, so that you can hit down on the ball first. And so a lot of players want to try to help scoop that out of the bunker. And really, we need to hit that just like we do out in the fairway. We want to hit that ball first and get it going down, the club down at the ball at impact.
Do you take an extra club?
Sometimes.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah, it just depends on the distance. I try not to. I want it to be the right club. So I try to take the right club distance-wise and really just work at keeping my lower body still. I try not to move anything below my belt line much. Do more of a turn with the upper body so that I'm more stable and really focus on not trying to help the ball out of the bunker.
Well, and you got to make contact with the ball first. If you take sand before you hit the ball, you're going to come up short every
time. And most likely you're leaning to your right then, trying to scoop.
True. 3:55 time remaining for some more questions at 319-366-1600 on the Hertinus Dr. Jewelers text line. Or you can go ahead and just give us a call, and we'll get you on there. And I think that is what we're going to do right now as soon as we get the go-ahead from Kyle. And we'll get one more question here before we let Brian go and get ready to qualify for that tournament coming up next week. We will have that plumb bobbing or one, two fingers. I don't know, but whatever it takes to get in there. Let's go to Tim in Monticello with a question here for Brian and the panel. Hi, Tim.
Hi. I'm basically a bogey golfer. I slice a lot. I was told that I should have my driver fitted. Is that something that's worth the while or...
Well, every club should be fitted. So you're a certain height. Everybody in this room is a different size body here at the radio station. So none of us could exchange clothes and be very comfortable. So we'd have to, if we're going to wear each other's clothes, we'd have to fit the biggest guy so we'd all be able to fit.
Swanee might be close.
But said maybe it's the driver itself, that their weight might be off on this or that. And he said to come in and have it checked. He would check it and see if the club.
Oh, definitely.
Is part of the problem.
Definitely, and we can check that. More times when a player slices the ball, their hands aren't properly on the grip, and their path is off, usually across the ball direction. So if you're a right-handed player, from outside to in, from your right to your left, and that's usually what causes a slice. So a ball that goes crooked is usually from the golf swing, typically not from an ill-fitted driver. An ill-fitted driver, you can usually still hit it. It'll just usually spin too much or not spin enough. Might fly too high or fly too low. But directionally is usually a golf swing and a grip.
Thanks for the question.
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. Tim in Monticello joining us here. And before we go here, Brian, best of luck.
Thank you.
Coming up.
Looking forward to getting into some playing again.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just be ahead of the U.S. Open when we reconvene in 2 weeks.
That's right. That's
Shinnecock.
Exciting, too. Mm-hmm.
That'll be a lot of fun. And real quick, to get everybody up to date, no news on Tyler Cook or Lindell Wigginton. Right now, according to Jeff Goodman, the ESPN basketball writer, 13 players have yet to make a decision. We're 78 right now underclassmen that have declared for the draft. So there are 60 spots in the NBA draft. That's not good math. So
right.
Anyway, we'll see how it all plays out. And yes, thank you. Tell us about the giveaway. You have you brought us a nice giveaway for today.
I forgot
today.
About that myself. So we have a new game that we're playing in the afternoons at Blue Top Ridge. It's called Fling Golf. And it's different. It's kind of a fun thing that you do maybe after golf. So we start at 3 in the afternoons, and we're going to give away a couple of packages here so you can come down and play Fling Golf. But it's kind of a golf club-y looking stick, but it has almost sort of a smaller highlight look to the tip of it.
Lacrosse type,
kind of look to it, yeah. And you literally fling the ball down the fairway. So you think of lacrosse and the player that makes that big pass across the field. It's kind of like that.
You start on the tee like you normally would?
So we start on the forward tee and fling it down the fairway. It's straighter. It's not as difficult
Count
as golf.
In.
Yeah, it's not nearly as difficult as golf, but you still play on the golf course.
Play to the same par?
And you play to the same par. You don't have to, but you can. The rules are a lot softer, so there are really no rules. If you hit a ball in the bunker, you can pull it out, and you take 3 steps backwards, and you fling it again. There's no penalties. If you hit one in the water, same thing. You just get a new ball, go from that position, take 3 steps backwards.
That's the way we're playing Saturday games.
Fling it from there. So it's meant to be a softer game, not so difficult, not so many rules. But yet, when you get to the putting green part of it, you're still tossing it up there for little shots, that sort of thing. But you're shoving the ball, to the cup instead of putting it. So you're not actually hitting the ball. You shove it almost like you would a hockey pass.
Oh, okay.
Nice. So if you pass the puck in hockey, it feels like that. So we call it shoving. The first time I played, I flung 2 balls right to the green on our 9th hole from the forward tees. And so I was right off the front edge. And so I did a little toss up toward the pin. And then I continued to six shove it, which we would call 6 putting. Yeah. So obviously I had not shoved any balls yet. And so that was kind of difficult. But we have a package for you to give away. And we'll go out on the practice range with you, show you how to fling, and we've gotten good at it and can show you some of those concepts of the different flings that you can do on the golf course.
We're going to give that to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And you will pick up that certificate to learn how to fling right there. All right. You've been listening to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
The Firestone 30-day buy-and-try guarantee is the guarantee that means if you're not satisfied within the first 30 days of your tire purchase, Firestone will refund or replace them. No one is more committed to the quality of their tires than Firestone, and we stand behind everything we put our name on. Because while finding the right tire isn't always easy, choosing the right name should be. Find the right tire for you at your local Firestone retailer.